elderly and more high-risk populations, there's a great demand for the vaccine, and we're happy about that because these are the people that really should be getting it. That being said, though, there is still a lot of vaccine hesitancy out there. So one of the things, especially from a pharmacy standpoint, is really patient education, providing sound knowledge, answering those questions. And there are, few places better than in a pharmacy speaking with a pharmacist to get that type of information. There's a lot of misinformation and a lack of understanding about how vaccines and drug products come to market. The amount of phases that have to be gone through at the clinical and research development process in the United States especially is it's a very scrutinous process.
Yeah.
So a lot of what people were saying was, well, how did this one come to market so quickly when other products take so much time? And it's a great question. It's a fair question. What was different with the vaccine processes is there were no phases of the development that were skipped. However, there were phases that were allowed to carry on simultaneously, and that was one of the big differences.